Learn Persian with Chayan Conversation, Rumi's Divanisho, Part 5. Hello and welcome to our Part 5 discussion of Rumi's poem Divanisho. In this lesson, we're going to be going over the last two lines of this beautiful poem. So at this point, I want to play the entire poem as read by Farid Shafinuri. But as you're listening, I want you to repeat the lines along with him as much as you can. Hopefully at this point, you've been memorizing along the way and can say most of the words. And I just want to say that one thing about Iranian culture is that people traditionally have so many of these classic poems memorized. And once you memorize them, you find that they become relevant in more and more day-to-day situations. You'll be able to relate to life occurrences in different ways, deal with situations differently by recalling these lines and reciting them. And ultimately, you can use them generally when communicating in Persian as well. Many of the words and phrases in classical Persian poetry are the same ones used in conversation today. So you're just building the vocabulary you can use in everyday conversation. So with all that said, let's listen and recite along with Farid.
Hilat raha kun aashiqa Divanisho divanisho Vandar dil aatash dara Parvanisho parvanisho Ham khish ra bigane kun Ham khane ra virane kun وانگه بیا با عاشقان هم خانه شو هم خانه شو رو سینه را چون سینه ها هفت آب شو از کینه ها وانگه شراب عشق را پیمانه شو پیمانه شو باید که جمله جان شوی تا لایق جانان شوی گر سوی مستان می روی مستانه شو
All right, so hopefully at this point you understood everything except for those very last two lines. And let's just listen to those last two lines again, see if you can pick out any of the vocabulary before we go over it.
باید که جمله جان شوی تا لایق جانان شوی.
So just as we usually do, let's start with the command. So the very final command in this portion of the poem is مستانه شو. Mast is the word for drunk. Mast. And mastane is the word for intoxicated or the state of intoxication. Mastane. So mastanesho is become intoxicated. Mastanesho. So let's go back to the very first sentence. Let's listen to the full sentence again.
باید که جمله جان شوی.
Let's go over the command word in this sentence, which we hear twice actually, shavi. This means you shall become, shavi. So it's similar to sho or become, but it's set in the future. Let's look at the rest of the line to see it in context. So bayad means must, bayad. And ke means that, ke. Next, the concept of jomle jan. So you've probably heard the word jan before. It comes up all the time in conversation. It means life or soul. Jan. And this often comes up in conversation as a sort of term of endearment. Like if you say someone's name, you follow it up with jan as a way of, for instance, calling them dear. So like if someone's name is Sara, you say Sara jan, meaning Sara dear. But like I said, it means soul or life, jan. And jomle in this case means all of or the entirety of, jomle. Or the sum of, the total of, jomle. So jomle jan means the entirety of life, so all encompassing, all of existence, jomle jan. So then, bayad ke jomle jan shavi basically means you must become all of existence. Or more literally, it means that you must become the entirety of existence. Become one with existence, with living. Let's repeat this together. باید که جمله جان شوی. So you must become all of existence. Next part is تا لایق جانان شوی. So obviously we have the word شوی again here. And again, it means you shall become. شوی. تا is the word for to, as in order to. تا. لایق means worthy. لایق. Now, this next part is fascinating. It's saying لایق جانان. Now, before we had the word عاشق, which means love, and then we learned عاشقان, and that means the lovers. So it's plural. So then جان, again, means existence or life. جانان, then, means the living. Those who are of the spirit, those who are one with existence. جانان. And again, think of the way we use جان in conversation. To call someone جان means that they are dear. So جانان, the dearest. They are the ones who are one with life and with being. جانان. So then, لایق جانان, to be worthy of those who are living, of those who are one with existence. And تا لایق جانان شوی means in order to become worthy of those who are alive. So let's look at this whole line again. So you must become the entirety of life in order to become worthy of the living. The way Fatty translated this in his version is, do not just mingle with the spirit, allow the beloved to flow through your veins. And this is a beautiful way to translate this as well. Another way to put this is, you must be all love in order to be worthy of the beloved. جان is synonymous with love. جانان are synonymous with عاشقان or the lovers. So to be love, you must become love. So let's repeat this together. باید که جمله جان شوی تا لایق جانان شوی. All right, let's listen to the last line.
گر سوی مستان می روی، مستانه شو، مستانه شو.
Now let's go back to our command again. We learned this at the beginning of the lesson. Mast is the word for drunk, and مستانه شو means become intoxicated. مستانه شو، مستانه شو. We see the word mast in this line with مستان. So again, this is similar to عاشقان and جانان. Mastan is the plural, and it means those who are drunk. So those who are intoxicated. Mastan. Gyar suye mastan means in the direction of the drunkards. Gyar suye mastan. And gyar su is not really a word we use in modern conversation. We do hear besu, and it means the same thing. Besuye. However, there are a few different other ways to say in the direction of. You could say به طرف, and that literally means in the direction of. به طرف. So طرف means direction, به طرف means in the direction of. So you're walking toward them. However, سو is more active. گر سوی means you're searching for and seeking out. So maybe this is the most accurate way to say it. When you seek the drunkards. So گر سوی means in search of or seeking. گر سوی. گر سوی مستان. So seeking out the drunkards, searching for them and seeking them out. And finally, the word میروی. And this is the present tense continuous of to go. میروی. And this could mean you are presently going or you will go. میروی. So again, this is in poetry, it's drawing out the word, but in conversational Persian, this would simply be میری, you go or you will go. And it's the informal you, میری. But the way it looks in written Persian and the way it appears in this poem is میروی. So گر سوی مستان میروی means when you go seek out the drunkards. گر سوی مستان میروی. And finally, the command, مستانه شو. Become intoxicated. Become intoxicated. Incredible. So in this last line, he's saying, you have actively searched for these people, the intoxicated ones. Don't just seek them, become them. And what is this state of intoxication? So this is a huge concept in Sufism, just as madness or divanegi is this egoless state and a desired state of being, so is the state of mastane or intoxication. It's being intoxicated with love, being one with the universe, being with the lovers, the asheran. And remember that in the last line of the poem, the command had been to become the chalice for the wine of love. Vangah sharab ishqra, peymanesho, peymanesho. So keep that in mind when we're talking about the drunkards. They are drunk off of the wine of love, of being. Sharab ishq. So in these last two lines again, first he says, you must become jomle jan, and you must become mastane. So we can assume that these are both similar states, and again, similar to the state of divanegi, or being mad. Let's go over these last two lines once again together. Bayad ke jomle jan shavi, ta layeq janan shavi. Gar suy mastan mi ravi, mastaneshu, mastaneshu. All right, and that is the very last two lines of our poem. At this point, let's listen to Farid recite the whole thing one last time. Try to recite it with him.
Hilat raha kun ashiqa, divaneshu, divaneshu, van dar dil atash dara, parvaneshu, parvaneshu. هم خیش را بیگانه کن، هم خانه را ویرانه کن، وانگه بیا با عاشقان، هم خانه شو، هم خانه شو. رو سینه را چون سینه ها، هفت آب شو از کینه ها، وانگه شراب عشق را، پیمانه شو، پیمانه شو. باید که جمله جان شوی، تا لایق جانان شوی، گر سوی مستان می روی، مستانه شو، مستانه شو.
And hopefully you understood all the words and phrases in this poem. And that is the end of the portion of the poem we're learning. At this point, I want you to memorize this poem, to take in these words, to say them over and over again until they become a part of you. As you memorize it, the meaning will evolve and you'll be able to personalize this poem to your own life situation. That's the beauty of Persian poetry and of learning them in this way. I would love to hear what you think about it as well. Go to the lesson page for this poem to see where you can join in on the discussion. And that's it for this lesson and for our study of Rumi's Divanesho. Thank you for listening, and until next time, Khuda hafiz from Layla.